Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roethlisberger did not suffer a concussion and is expected to resume football activities momentarily. So I read this article that you gave me about the Steelers, and I thought it was fascinating. Mike Tannier, and it was maybe in the AP or something like this. Anyway, I'm trying. Okay, Bleacher Report, something of this nature. So I just wanted to say the one thing that I, got out of it was when he said that the Steelers never quite closed ground on the Patriots. That's so true. It's not even funny, right? I mean, their entire premise, their existence in this world, right, is to play them at home in a title game. Is that about right? They want to play the AFC title game at Heinz Field against Brady, and they think that that's the key to getting back to the Super Bowl. And it might very well be. The problem I have with that theory is they can't even beat Jacksonville at home, let alone Tom Brady. So I thought that in that playoff game last year, they played terribly, right? I mean, it was unbelievable how bad they got their ass beat. I mean, they dominated them. I mean, they literally, every single time it was third down, they got a first down, right? I mean, literally every play. And I thought, at the time, I'm like, you know, obviously they were going to lose the game. And even though Roethlisberger threw for 500-some yards, they were going to lose the game. They were getting pummeled. And it was over. I have said this before. I've seen them lose title games at home. You know, Denver, San Diego did it to them. I've seen it many times. So, and you have too. And the deal is that all they do is gear up for that. They want to win so that they can play at home in the playoffs and get the Patriots on that title Sunday in Pittsburgh, which you would think they would have the edge playing at home, but they don't have an edge playing at home because they're beatable in that building, which is strangely enough, like back in their heyday when they won the bulk of their Super Bowls in the 70s and 80, 79, they were basically unbeatable at Three River Stadium. Right, they literally had a home field advantage that meant business. It was like a 5 or 6 point game every time out. They were up, you know, out of the gates, you're up 6 automatic playing them in that building. They just won there. That was it. I don't feel that same type of thing going at this place. I mean, I'm just being honest. I've never felt like they were dominant at Heinz Field. Are you with me on that, Carver High? You seen a mafia? You seen this team play at Heinz Field, like the last, since they built it, they have been there and they've lost a lot of games. And I just don't like the whole world thought they were going to beat Jacksonville last year and they were going to play the Patriots at home and they screwed that up. So I still don't think that game would have been at home, would it? They would have still gone to Foxborough.
Yes.
So it didn't matter. But do you disagree that there is much of, if there's a home field advantage for them at all in Pittsburgh anymore in a playoff game, what is it, 2 or 3 points at best? It used to be like 6, easy.
I mean, but this is really league-wide now. It feels like, who has just this massive home advantage throughout, maybe
the Patriots.
I mean, the Pats, it's very few teams now. It used to be a really big thing. Back in the 70s, the 80s, I felt like it mattered a lot more. I don't think it's as big anymore, but going back to where the Steelers are, I think they had it like when Heinz Field first opened, you know, and like early, mid, late 2000s when they won those two Super Bowls. I feel like they were really strong at home then. But you're right. Over the last, I want to say 4 or 5 years, it does feel
so
like
four
they're
straight playoff years they've been in. And like that game last year was ugly. Mafia?
It was ugly. I mean, the defense didn't step up when they needed them to. The offense did what they had to do, but the defense didn't put it through. I mean, their record obviously is something that would say otherwise. They're 8-4 there in the playoffs. They're 93-34-1 in overall. But like you said, the last couple of years, it just hasn't been the same for them. They haven't had that bigger advantage. They haven't had that cushion.
I was at two of the Three Rivers. I was at the San Diego loss when Plummer knocked the ball down at the goal line, and I was also at the Denver loss. You know, that was the year, I think it was whatever it was, Elway was still playing, beat him in Pittsburgh. All I know is I'm not saying they don't have a home field advantage, but
not as big as it used to be.
That's what I'm saying. It used to be like they dominated there. And now, I mean, they're in, like, I couldn't even believe what I was watching last year. When I watched that game, I just couldn't even believe how average they looked in that game against Jacksonville. Now, I'll give you, Jacksonville's got a great defense, right? Fair enough. The thing that stunned me in the game is what Bortles did to them on third downs. I mean, he just spit them out. He killed them. He must have thrown on third and, you know, I could be wrong, but he threw a bunch of passes on third and long that were big plays, 20-yard gains and the like. All I know is they lost, and that's it. So now here they are. They're going, they're going to, you know, they're bragging about how everybody's like the Steelers. Are, you know, we did this last night, right? Didn't they have the third highest odds of going and winning a Super Bowl this year? It was New England and Philly, and number three was Pittsburgh, right? And number four was the Saints and Rams, tie, 4-5, right? So, and then Minnesota was right after that. Now, do you really believe, seriously, that they're a Super Bowl favorite again, that they're like the number three choice in the NFL to win the Super Bowl? Do you really believe that? Because now I know tonight doesn't have anything to do with it at all. It's a preseason game. But they got their ass beat so bad tonight. I mean, who in their right mind gives up that many points in a football game? I don't even care if it's preseason. I mean, that was disgusting tonight. Seriously, like you, I mean, what kind of did they just roll over? I mean, honestly, 51-34. You give up 51 points. I don't even care if they play the game in heaven, hell, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Chicago. 51 points they got roasted by a bunch of hack backups, right? Guys that were bums. Deshaun Kizer, who everyone thinks is fantastic. He was terrible in Cleveland, wasn't he? He was so terrible they got rid of him. Imagine that, the Browns getting rid of some guy because he sucks. Imagine that for 1 second, because, you know, they get rid of players and nobody wants them, right? But he goes to Green Bay now and he's a superstar. You know why he's a superstar? Because he's playing that candy-ass defense Pittsburgh has. I mean, let's face it. You cannot tell me that they're ready for anything giving up 51 points tonight. I mean, if I'm them, I'm doing two-a-days starting tomorrow. I mean, like, what in God's name happened to you tonight? Seriously, like, how do you get stomped that bad by anybody? I don't care if it's real or fake preseason or regular season. If they give up 51 points in a regular season game, they're not winning jack shack. They're not going to any title game. They're not going to a Super Bowl. And all those stupid-ass Vegas odds they put out of the, you know, these projection odds, these future odds they put out for NFL teams are a joke. They don't know whether they're coming or going when they put these out, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, this team's going to the Super Bowl. It's automatic. You know, my ass. How does that sound?
And you pointed out the big thing to take out of that. It's not that, okay, it's preseason, whatever. But like you said, 51 points, because last season, what was it that let them down? It wasn't the offense. They put up, what, 500-plus yards in that game against Jacksonville and their great defense? It was the defense that let them down. They couldn't stop Blake Bortles, of all people. So to come in and give up that many points when usually in preseason, like maybe you'll get it going week three. There's going to be certain teams, obviously, that really kick it into gear and score big points. You saw Minnesota doing that last week, but a lot of these teams, it's like more of defensive struggles because it's harder for the offense to get the timing and the rhythm and all that than it is for the defense. The defense just, a lot of them pin years back and go. So for them to give up that many points in the second game when offense should be struggling, it doesn't look good.
So they had Joshua Dobbs tonight look pretty good overall. That's the kid out of Tennessee, right? He threw for 192 yards, two TDs and one pick. Mason Rudolph, their draft pick, 5 of 12, 47 yards with a TD and a pick. I mean, he got sacked three times. Bottom line is, he had a bad game. DeShone Kizer threw for 149 yards and two touchdowns. Hundley threw for 77 yards. Tim Boyle threw for 37 yards, was sacked once. They sacked Hundley twice. But, I mean, the one thing I'll say that they did well tonight, James Conner looked pretty good. He had a touchdown, like a 30-yard touchdown run. That was it. I mean, I see nothing positive. James Washington caught five passes. I'll give you that. But to me, they looked terrible tonight. I mean, they were down. They were getting stomped. In the second quarter, they got outscored 17-0. And then the rest of the way, the game was fairly even. But they were already down. It was 34-14 at the half. I mean, you give up 34 points in the first half of a preseason game. It's unbelievable to me. Eugene in York, Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, can I get a Dr. McGillicuddy's with a lager back?
Wow, that's strong effort right
Doctor's
there.
Doctor's in the house.
How about that?
Hey, real quick, Scotty, you hit it right on the head. There's something off about Heinz Field. It's like, I don't know. I can't explain it, but you're hitting it on the head. There's like a jinx. It's just not right for the Steelers. So I just wanted to back you up on it,
right.
And you're hitting it on the head, and I'll sit back and listen.
Thanks for that. I don't know. Like, the numbers don't indicate that they have a problem winning at home. But I beg to differ. I thought the game last year, there was absolutely zero edge at all. They had no advantage over Jacksonville in their home field. I mean, literally none. And, I mean, Jacksonville punched them in the mouth the minute the game started, and that's what it takes. You have to go in there and sucker punch them right in the throat, and they swallow their Adam's apple. Right there, that's it. That's how you win the game. You show up, you punch them in the throat early, and you say, we're here to play, and we're going to play violent and physical. And that's what beat them. And Ben Roethlisberger didn't lose that game. People always say this tool, Jalen Ramsey, says that Ben's decent at best. You know, again, my ass. He's a great quarterback. That's all there is to it. He's got two Super Bowl rings. He's been phenomenal. He's the toughest quarterback, if you ask me, in the NFL, the shots he's taken and that he bounces up and, you know, that he's so hard to bring down and he gets rid of the football. He's been incredible. Bodies all over him in the pocket, throwing touchdowns. There's no one else on that team. It's like Carver, I said it, that can make those throws that he makes, and they say he's not good. So he's not their problem. Bell's not their problem. Brown's not their problem. Their defense is, and I don't think they matter as much as everybody thinks they do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.